Welcome to Midday Prayer for this Tuesday, April the 14th, from the chapel at Ozark Presbyterian Church. As always, let's begin our time together in silence. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. O day that Christ arose, let us sing with festive joy. This indeed is the Lord's own Passover, for from death to life, from earth to heaven, Christ has led us. As we shout the victory hymn, Christ is risen from the dead. Praise the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. O God and Father of the risen Christ, in whose resurrection we now receive new life, send your Spirit to dwell among us in this hour of worship. O risen Christ, Son of the Father, may we hear your word of peace today. O Spirit of the living God, teach us once more to live in the power of Christ's resurrection, in whose name we make all our prayers. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man, in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing for joy together before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. Almighty and everlasting God, who has worked the redemption of humankind in a most marvelous manner in sending your only Son to fulfill the promises made to our ancestors, open up more and more the knowledge of that salvation, so that in all places of the earth your truth and power may be made known, and that all nations may praise, honor, and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Old Testament lesson is a reading from Isaiah chapter 30, verses 18 through 26. Therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. For a people shall dwell in Zion, in Jerusalem. You shall weep no more. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. As soon as he hears it, he answers you. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide himself any more, but your eyes shall see your teacher, and your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it," when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. Then you will defile your carved idols overlaid with silver and your gold-plated metal images. You will scatter them as unclean things. You will say to them, "Be gone." And he will give rain for the seed with which you sow the ground, and bread, the produce of the ground, which will be rich and plenteous. In that day your livestock will graze in large pastures, and the oxen and the donkeys that work the ground will eat seasoned fodder, which has been winnowed with shovel and fork. And on every lofty mountain and every high hill there will be brooks running with water in the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall. Moreover, the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold, as the light of 7 days, in the day when the Lord binds up the brokenness of his people and heals the wounds inflicted by his blow. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle lesson is a reading from Acts chapter 2, verses 36 through 47. Peter said, "Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself." And with many other words he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, "Save yourselves from this crooked generation." So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The gospel lesson is a reading from John chapter 14, verses 15 through 31. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you heard is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to you, Lord Christ. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he has trampled down death, and upon those in the tombs he has bestowed life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. O Lord, hear our prayer, and let our cry come to you. Let us pray. Lord God, the Almighty, who created all things by your powerful word, who breathes life into dust and brings new life out of death, we come before you as your Easter people, raised up with Christ in resurrection hope. But we come with hurts and confusion, with doubts and anxieties, with the smell of death still clinging to us. Yet you, O Lord, call us and empower us to step out into new life in the way of Jesus. We thank you for this great gift. May our whole lives express our gratitude. We pray in the name of our risen Savior Jesus. God of mercy, we no longer look for Jesus among the dead, for he is alive and has become the Prince of Life. From the desolation of death, you raise us with him and renew your gift of life within us. Increase in our hearts and minds the risen life that we share with Christ, and help us to grow as your people toward the fullness of eternal life with you. Through Christ our Lord. Lord our God, true Son of the world, evermore rising and never going down, who by your most wholesome appearing and light nourishes and makes joyful all things both in heaven and on earth. We beseech you to shine with mercy and favor into our hearts, drive away the night and darkness of sin and the mists of error on every side, that we may all our life long go without any stumbling or offense, and may walk as in the daytime, pure and clean from the works of darkness, and abounding in all good works which you have prepared for us to walk in through Jesus Christ our Lord. God of grace, we offer our prayers for the needs of others and commit ourselves to serve them, even as we have been served in Jesus Christ our Redeemer. Today, especially, we pray for those close to us, our family, friends, and neighbors, refugees and homeless men, women, and children, the outcast and those who are in prison for conscience sake, those from whom we are estranged, the Church of Jesus Christ in Africa. God, our Creator, you have given us work to do and call us to use our talents for the good of all. Guide us as we work and teach us to live in the Spirit who made us your sons and daughters, in the love that made us sisters and brothers, through Jesus Christ our Lord. God, our strength, you give blessing to the pure in heart and uphold all who trust in you. Deliver us from chasing after this world's illusions, that we may follow instead the imperishable truth of your word in Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God, you are a very present help in time of trouble. Do not let the heart of your people fail when tribulations, trials, or temptations come, but rather sustain and comfort them until these present troubles are past. Holy and mighty Lord, who turned back the angel of the plague from the dwelling of your people, we beseech you to hear our cry for those who are suffering and dying under this present pestilence. In your mercy, give understanding and sound judgment to those called to make decisions of public policy. Bless the means which are used to stay the spread of sickness. Strengthen those who labor to heal and comfort the afflicted. Support those who are in pain and distress. Speedily restore those who have been brought low by this disease. And unto all who are beyond healing in this life, grant your heavenly consolation and your saving grace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. People of God, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all evermore. Amen.